driving on the road and there was a log out in the road and you wanted to get it out of the way before you could go on.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we tied a rope to it and did what?
Towed it out of the way.
Okay. Other words that you might use there?
Good.
Okay. If it's real cold outside and you went outside without your coat and your wife ran after you with it, she might say, here I brought your coat.
Brought your coat.
Okay. Terrific. I didn't think we were going to make it in time for that tape to be finished. But we've covered all the essential items in the thing. Mm-hmm. And there's even about an eighth of an inch of tape left there. This is great. You've given me really great information. Look at that. Terrific. Let me ask you, as long as we got 2 or 3 minutes left there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Oh, I know what's a good question. Have you ever noticed one of the big questions that people are asking now that people argue about is whether or not there are big differences between black speech and white speech. Do you think there are?
Yeah, no, definitely, I think so.
What would you say that the differences are?
Well, I suppose, from my point of view, I think the blacks are not really as conscious about speaking what we call correct English as maybe the whites are. And the blacks tend to kind of like have a language of all of their own. And it's kind of like different from neighborhood to neighborhood, too, even. And it's, I think this is in some form or a way that the blacks want to be different.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take some of the blacks that I've known over the years that have attained a certain level of education, if they go back, like, around their neighborhood or where they came from, they'll automatically, like, revert back to the language in that particular community,
yeah,
rather than to consider, continue to speak what is reconsidered in correct English.
Yeah, yeah.
So I see it kind of like an identity, maybe, that the blacks just, they pretty much, then maybe they would say they speak bad English, so to speak, speak their own language.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have no real personal desire or pride in trying to speak, I want to say, the white man's language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's about the way I see it.
Do you think in your own speech that there are differences depending on who you're talking to?
Sure you do. You find yourself changing, you might say, the way you speak, because there's a tendency sometimes with myself, I can go out on the Army post and I can get in various conversations with guys out there. And before I know it, I've reverted to using slang, curse words, and various, mm-hmm. things of this nature. And I can come off the post and go, say, downtown, and I get around some of the guys that I know, and I'll probably speak a different language. If I get around someone else, and say up on campus or something, I'll be conscious of the fact that I'm in a different environment, and I'll speak a different language.
Yeah.
So it's